It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
So I think we're going to get laughed at this precise moment because we are avid Man United supporters.
Yeah.
But we are wearing Real Madrid jerseys.
But listen, sometimes you just go, yeah, I mean, it's a nice jersey.
But can I be honest? I'm just going to put it out there. Real Madrid and Man United, we're brothers.
There's a mutual respect
from both teams. Now, obviously, when we face each other, there's never like a hate towards each
other.
You know what I mean? I think of games where, you know, we beat Real Madrid when Ronaldo scored a hat trick 4-3.
Yeah.
That game for me,
legendary game.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ronaldo scoring at Old Trafford, legendary game. You know what I mean? There's respect there. Even Ronaldo did the. You know what I mean? So we're just showing some respect to the club that, you know, we've got a lot of respect.
Yeah.
But also,
there's a reason for this.
There's a reason.
There's
and
a
the
reason
next
for this.
Episode,
you know why.
We show why.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my boy Cam's is in the building right now.
Come on.
How you feeling?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Excited for what we're going to shoot today. And excited for the conversation we're going to have because it's not a breakdown or anything like that. People have, I'm sure by now you've taken in all the Arsenal City content, all of that type of stuff. One thing I'll say is Varane's retired. So big shout out to Varane, you know what I mean?
I did a tribute to him on my Instagram.
Yeah. That true solid CB was a bit crazy.
That wasn't me that said that.
But you still reposted it.
No, but you see what my caption was?
Yeah. But it's still on your profile.
Okay, but you've done 4 weeks of some crazy things here.
I don't care,
man.
It's still on your profile. But other than that, you know, there's a topic I want to talk about. I've been asking a few friends, my brothers and stuff, and we've been going in on it for ages. So I want to ask you and see what your take is on it.
Yeah.
So now, this is the question, right? Now, I want everyone in the comments to get involved. I want everyone that's watching listening as well, get involved with this, with your friends, whoever. Now, the question is, could you wear a rival player's national team kit?
A rival player's national...
So, for example, can you wear a Phil Foden England top?
Impossible. That's impossible.
Mm.
Oh, that's impossible.
Is it, yeah?
Oh, that's a good question. And do you know why it's impossible, yeah? Because I believe that, like, international side of things... Mm-hmm. We all come together, all right? But we all have our favourites because those favourites, if you support a team that, you know, a manager selected, for a player from that team, then you're going to represent that player.
Yep.
But throughout most of the season, we are supporting our club.
Mm-hmm.
And nine times out of 10, that opposition player is causing harm to your club, then also to your mental as well. Phil Foden, like, mad respect for the guy. I would never wear his jersey.
Yeah.
Every single English jersey I've ever worn, bar Michael Owen, because I've got
Yeah, but he played for United anyway.
No, but I've got
when he's Liverpool.
I'm talking about that Liverpool.
Ooh, but, there we go. This is what I wanted. No, this is what I wanted.
I'll give you the backstory to it.
Yeah, okay, okay. But if Phil Foden said, yo, Harry, you're my guy. I've been watching you since I was younger. Here's my top. Come to the Euro final.
I wouldn't wear it.
You wouldn't wear Phil Foden?
And I know Phil Foden would know. Everybody knows, bro, that I'm United over everything. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just because on a day-to-day basis, bro, Man City are man's ops.
Okay.
Same with Liverpool, same with Arsenal, same with Chelsea, same with Tottenham. Like,
Tottenham. You wouldn't have worn a Harry Kane?
No, I wouldn't. I would never.
Yeah.
I couldn't, because it's like, now I probably would, because
there we go. Now that's my second question. Because, but go. Let's stay on the first topic.
Because I just think when you're let's have it right. Let's have it right, Dan, and especially let's have it right. Yeah, you see, when England's playing, you put everything aside. Like, everyone loves Saka, everyone loves Kane, everyone loves whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But when 38 games of the season, bro, that's our thing, and we love international football when England's playing. But outside of that, I don't care. Yeah.
But does it come down to the individual? Is it because Phil Foden embodies Man City, for example, like Trent embodies Liverpool?
So I couldn't wear Trent.
So Trent is impossible.
Trent done this the other day.
Yeah, I remember, it's impossible.
So just to show you why I couldn't do that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
The individual players, they also hate United as well. They also hate their opposition.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Anfield when we lost 7-0, right?
Yeah.
At the touchline, I was chatting rubbish to Trent.
Mm-hmm.
He messaged me after and said, get home safely. Yeah, after they had won 7-0. Just to show you that as much as it is banter, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
These men have grown up with Man United being the best team in England.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now, bro, you can't do that.
See, but
it sounds mad saying this, us do Real Madrid.
Yeah, yeah, no, but but you would take a jersey from them, though. Frame a jersey. Van Dijk jersey framed.
Yes, out of respect for the player.
Yeah, okay.
Individual. Okay, on the Van Dijk jersey, what does it say? You never walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wear that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? But wearing it is like I just think of what will last longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with ex-players, bro.
Yep.
Ex-players have jerseys of players who they've had beef with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're in the game and when that player is playing, I can't wear his jersey.
Yeah.
And now, for me personally, I would wear I think for me, it would have to be a player that is no longer playing in the Premier League.
Now, see, this is where my next question. So do you think, it's got to do with it being current players? So for example, Foden's current, Declan, you wouldn't wear Declan Rice.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't wear these guys.
I've got these jerseys. Yeah. I could never wear them.
You wouldn't wear them, right? Is it because one, you are known as a Man United fan, for example, and two, is it because they are current players? So now let's take it back. Would you wear a Dennis Bergkamp Netherlands top?
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. But
Gummy.
Gummy. No, but okay. So with Dennis Bergkamp.
He was a rival. But he inflicted.
You see with Dennis Bergkamp, I've always said, my favorite Arsenal player of all time. So there's a deeper meaning behind that, right?
But could you wear it, though?
I think if I was of this age, when I was watching football, say for example, I was this age, when Dennis Bergkamp was playing for Arsenal, I wouldn't wear it. I think,
but now,
because he's retired, it's done. But then I wouldn't wear. I wouldn't wear Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't wear Lampard. I wouldn't wear Thierry Henry.
Would you wear Thierry Henry France top?
I wouldn't.
If the France 1998
you know me.
France top was there, and it said Henry.
Zidane.
No, hold on.
Zidane.
Zidane's not a rival. If a France 1998 Thierry Henry top was there, you would not wear it.
I wouldn't.
But you'd wear Dennis Bergkamp.
I would wear Dennis Bergkamp.
See, this is what I mean. So it's down to the individual.
It's down to the individual. And also, it's down to, for me, like Dennis Bergkamp, as much as he was an Arsenal player, he wasn't someone that possessed that hate. You didn't have no hate for him.
Mm.
Someone like Thierry Henry, Patrick Vieira, Tony Adams,
Pires,
Will Tord. These players have got moments in their careers where they were disrespecting, so to speak, Man United.
Mm.
So for me, I couldn't wear an Aguero one because Aguero stands for, as well.
Aguero.
I couldn't do that.
Steven Gerrard, for example, could you wear? Now, see, this is the next one. Like in a way, so could you wear Steven Gerrard and that is obvious. That's just too much. You can never wear Steven Gerrard and stuff. But you, so you said you wear a Dennis Bergkamp. Okay, but would you wear, for example, like a David Silva Valencia top?
Oh, these are good questions. Oh, Cam's got you, Cam's. Well done. Well done. All right, okay. So this is another one as well.
A vintage David Silva 2004 Valencia top.
Okay, now you've asked some good questions because David Silva, Valencia, that's a moment in time. That's a moment in time. That's like
retro kit.
Retro, it's like, it's a respect to him as an individual.
But
now,
he's also,
but he's a rival.
He's got a statue.
He's a rival.
The
now, there's a reason why I haven't worn it. I would have the shirt signed and have it in my house framed because, but then I wouldn't because I'd probably have the Man City one framed because that for me was the best era of him. I'll probably have that. Or again, the Spanish jersey.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't wear it.
Mm.
I think wearing a jersey, an international jersey, because this goes back to the original question, yeah? Mm-hmm. Wearing an international jersey of a player that plays for a club that is a direct rival to your club, I think it's crazy.
Okay.
But I do think international side of things, it makes it a little bit more digestible because this is for your country.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question about David Silva, I probably wouldn't wear it.
I would only wear
jerseys, and this is just me being, because I've never done it before, so I'm speaking off my own experience. I would only wear jerseys of players that have not been a direct rival to my team.
But does it then come down, as we mentioned, it comes down to the individual, but then does it then come down also to what nation, for example, they represent? So, because for example, if there's a player that's from a niche nation, so for example, me, I'm not saying Nigeria is niche, but we don't have as many stars as France and all these teams, Spain. I would have worn a John Obi Mikel Nigeria top while he played for Chelsea.
Fair.
He's our biggest player.
But okay.
He's our biggest player. He's our national treasure.
So if he was from Ivory Coast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would you have worn a Didier Drogba shirt?
If I'm a Man United fan.
Yeah.
And if yes.
So you wouldn't have looked at the fact that Didier Drogba is generally...
How though? That's your country's greatest... That's your niche country. So that's like basically saying a Barcelona fan that's Colombian can't wear James Rodriguez. Like, come on. That's their star.
I think there's levels to it because James Rodriguez is not Radamel Falcao.
Yeah.
I think when we're speaking about...
James
Rodriguez, obviously, an incredible... he had an incredible World Cup, and obviously that allowed him to go to Real Madrid, right? But Falcao, we're looking at one of the best strikers in Europe.
So you don't think a Real Madrid fan could wear... A Colombian Real Madrid fan couldn't wear Radamel Falcao top?
A pig's head was thrown at Luis Figo.
Yeah.
That should show you enough alone how crazy it is. Now, where I think it gets a bit techie is because with Man United and Man City, Tevez.
Mm-hmm. No, that's impossible.
Did you get what I'm trying to say? Would you wear a Tevez jersey?
Impossible.
Exactly.
Impossible.
So, but that's what it's circumstantial.
Yeah, it's circumstantial.
Now, I would wear Andy Cole jersey even though he's played for Man City.
Yeah, because
I would wear Schmeichel jersey because even though he's played for Man City.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know that he's. Prime years were at Man United. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. He got sold. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference.
But right now, we're wearing Real Madrid tops. You're wearing a Rudiger Real Madrid top.
Signed one.
Yeah. a signed Rudiger Real Madrid top. Mm. He was a Chelsea player.
Yeah.
But you're repping it because he's Salone.
Yeah, because he's my...
You get what I'm saying? Now you get it.
But if there was 50 Sierra Leone players that were all playing in the top leagues, I don't think I'd be wearing a Rudiger shirt right now.
Mm.
I think it's because, like what you said, going off the fact that Nigeria, John Obi Mikel, when he was playing...
Mm-hmm. He was our star man.
He was your star man.
Yeah.
Now, let's take it back to back in the day when there was JJ Okocha, Lee George, Taribo West.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was so many players. Now, if all of those players were playing for, let's say, one of them was playing for Arsenal,
one of
them was playing for Man United or Liverpool or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I think it would have been a bit different.
It's you can say that for
Kanu. Would you wear a Kanu jersey?
I would have worn a Kanu jersey, yeah.
But you know that deep down, you know... It's a bit mad because he played for Arsenal.
But then I'm Nigerian, like, so...
So you're saying then...
I think it
also
matters.
Your country comes before your club. Because if that's the case...
In certain cases, I would say, yeah. Now, look, I'm from England, but I'm not like English. I classify myself as Nigerian. So even when it comes to like wearing national tops, I've worn Germany tops. I've worn France tops. I would never wear another African country's top. Like you'll never see me walking around wearing Ivory Coast or Ghana or anything. You'll never see me do that. You're saying same as well. But I'd wear different in European teams. I would wear different South American.
And that comes down to it being a direct rival with your country or your club.
African team.
Yeah. So you know that Ghana, Nigeria, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, these are the best teams, Cameroon in Africa, right? You are Nigerian. You would never wear it. Would you wear Samuel Eto'o top?
Barcelona one?
No, Cameroonian one.
No. Okay. I would never wear any other African country top.
That's my point. I Sierra Leone don't have that quality of players.
Yeah.
And Rudiger doesn't even play for Sierra Leone. Yeah. But his heritage is from Sierra Leone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? He's German. Mm-hmm. I would wear a German Rudiger shirt because Rudiger's my boy.
Yeah.
So I would wear that.
But he's a Chelsea player, former Chelsea.
Former.
Yeah.
And that's what I said.
But it's what I'm saying.
I would only wear, like, he's Real Madrid. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real Madrid are brothers. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I couldn't wear a direct rival. Like, for example, like, I hear what you're saying. Rudiger played for Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have worn I would never wear a Chelsea jersey. I would never wear any other jersey. I've never worn a Premier League jersey of a club that's not mine. I've never, ever done that. So that takes that out of the way. But when you speak about individuals, I think that's when it gets a bit techie.
That's the thing. Like, I think there's special circumstances of everyone. Because, for example, I do think I'd wear a Thierry Henry 98 hot top. I think I would wear a Thierry Henry.
I could never.
But you would wear Dennis Berg. It's the like
you said. You said Holland.
Yeah,
I'd wear a Holland.
I said France though. I said France.
Okay, that's fair.
I would never wear Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
Arsenal I couldn't. Top. That's impossible. I'm talking
think of it.
For example, let's say as I said, David Silva before he got there. Or okay, cool. Would you wear a Yaya Toure Barcelona top?
Nah. You see Yaya Toure, bro, generally, I would probably wear... Yeah, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't. I just think about it because then I think, as an African, I wouldn't wear his Ivory Coast top.
Mm.
I would want the top.
Yeah.
Like, with me, I like to get signed shirts what they've done for the game.
Yeah.
And I love it, like, you know what I'm trying to say? But as a Man United fan, to wear Yaya Toure, knowing that, like, he was part of the problem and part of the reason why Man United stopped being successful.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, hey, you've dunked on us.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I think it comes down to, are you a direct rival of my club? Are you currently playing for that club?
Yeah.
Then if you are, then no way.
Yeah.
Also, if you're not a direct rival to my country, but like England, I wouldn't wear a Wales Gareth Bale top.
You wouldn't?
No.
You would wear
Gareth Bale. I wear a Real Madrid one.
So you wouldn't wear Wales Gareth Bale?
No, I couldn't. Because that's man's direct. Scotland, I wouldn't wear McTominay one.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
wear a Roy Keane's Irish top. Mm. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't wear Roy Keane Ireland?
Nah, I wouldn't. I couldn't, bro.
Because, to be fair, I hear that. Ireland, the whole GB thing, I hear that. Like, it's tough, you know. This question, for example, okay, you said the thing with Vieira front.
You know what's killing me? Cam's is proper trying to find a loophole.
I'm not playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, where I stand on this is I would not wear a current player's national top. Mm-hmm. No way, a current rival's national top.
Yeah, I didn't even ask you.
But there is exceptions. For example, Thierry Henry.
Mm.
I would wear a Thierry Henry France top. You know, I would. And then, so there is some certain kind of exceptions to the rule that I would do for when it comes to their legends. When it comes to their legends. Now, the part that I'm completely 50-50 on, not 50-50, but I don't know, is the players who became legends of rival clubs, but before they became legends. So, for example, as I said, the David Silva Valencia thing. Mm. Now, I don't think I'd wear David Silva Valencia, but I'm trying to think of some legends that I played. Like, Drogba Marseille. Like, would I not... I wouldn't wear Drogba Marseille.
But wearing it...
I don't know. I might wear Drogba Marseille. I can't lie. I'll be honest. David Silva, because there's something about City that's so annoying because they're neighbours and also how they came up when we declined. So there's something that's... I got a distaste for them. But, like, Drogba Marseille, I think I would.
What about Salah?
Impossible. In Liverpool, no, Liverpool is
yeah,
not
you're
even
done. Yeah,
Liverpool is not
done.
Even a,
let me ask you, Archie. Liverpool Archie's in the back, yeah? And if you can't hear him, we'll say what he says, yeah? Would you wear
Wayne Rooney England?
Wayne Rooney England.
Yes.
And why would you wear it?
I don't know, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. My initial answer was yes.
Yeah, see?
Because I think he didn't really do much for England. Nah, you know what? I'm going back. I'm saying no.
Would you wear David Beckham? Because you've got to sign David Beckham jersey. Beckham. Okay, so why would you wear David Beckham? Knowing that.
Ooh, good one.
Personally, has gone beyond just football. That's like less. That feels like less of a rivalry, whereas Rooney felt personal with Arsenal. Whereas Beckham never felt massively personal with Arsenal.
Can I hear this?
I don't know, we'll find out.
All right, so basically Archie has said that he would wear, Archie's an Arsenal fan, he said he would wear a David Beckham because he feels that Beckham is more than just football. It's an iconic step. And I hear that. Mm. I think there's certain players that are just like, like you said, an exception, right? But that's still a Man United legend.
Yeah. That's a Man United class of 92.
When Arsenal and Man United were going head to head, Beckham was an integral part of that.
Peak.
That was his prime of his powers. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Maybe
for England, he was so iconic. Like yeah, me, yeah. I separate the two.
Would you wear a Rio Ferdinand England top?
What are you doing?
There we go.
No.
Hold on.
Yeah. Why not? Rio Ferdinand.
You would wear a Rio. Would you wear a Rio Ferdinand England top?
No.
Archie says no. Yeah, and because why? Why? Because he represents your rivals. Yeah. Your dad, bro. You see rivalries. Yeah. Remember, like. We was going to speak about Man City and Arsenal right now.
Yeah.
That last game that they had has just reignited whatever we thought was a little, you know, it's a rivalry.
Yeah.
There's things being said. Now, I know when this is all said and done, you would never wear a Haaland jersey. Never. He just told you, Arteta, humble yourself and threw the ball at Gabriel's head. Bro, it's just started a rivalry.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I love Vieira. I think he's an incredible player.
Yeah.
For what you've done, I could never wear.
If I couldn't wear Vieira, because I feel like I'm snaking.
I'm snaking Keane. And you know, you and Keane got a good relationship now.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like,
what?
Ian Wright.
Would you wear Ian Wright? Would you wear an Ian Wright England jersey or an Ian Wright Crystal Palace jersey?
Okay. Because of who Ian is, I would take all the flack,
Actually, Crystal Palace is a Prem team, so let me say England.
Would you wear
Ian Wright? Because you wouldn't wear another Prem team's top.
No, really. I wouldn't.
So would you wear Ian Wright?
Yeah.
England.
I would.
There we go. Do you see what I'm saying?
But it's circumstantial. It's always circumstantial. Ian Wright, I think it's the same as what Archie said. Yeah. Ian Wright's more than football.
But is he? He embodies Arsenal. Bro.
No, but he does.
He's still there.
But
doing adverts.
No, but you know what? See, with Ian Wright, I remember being a young black kid,
Okay.
And having Ian Wright as a poster of I'm not here for nonsense.
Yeah.
And still being able to be respected as a elite goal scorer.
Yeah.
Won a Premier League. Done it late in his career. So I think his journey, like he reminds me of. Another story that I'm really in touch with is like Jamie Vardy's story. Mm-hmm. It's coming from nothing to something. Mm-hmm. That's why we all love Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
Even though he scored against all of our clubs, there's something about Jamie Vardy's story that we love. Then on top of that, they're elite goal scorers. So I think that's the reason why. And Ian Wright is someone that's unks, bro. Like you saw the love he showed to us. You get me? It's difficult
for
me to not be. Oh, what a question. Mm. So I would probably, that would be the one that people would be like, why are you wearing the Ian Wright jersey? Yeah. And I'd be like, bro, it's deeper than that. Mm. Like, it's deeper than just the football.
Whereas, could you wear Ian Wright vintage Arsenal jersey?
Never. That's a jersey that I would want to get signed.
Yeah.
But I would never wear it because
never wear it.
That time, it's just, remember, I'm not what you're going to say after this. I'm 33.
Yeah. Come on, continue.
Okay. Continue. I'm 33, So when I started watching football properly was like 97, 98. Mm-hmm. And that's when Arsenal won the league, innit?
Yeah.
I remember Anelka, I remember Vieira, I remember all of those players. And I remember, wow, this is the best team in England at the moment, right? Then we had to work hard. I remember all the games at Highbury and Old Trafford. Like, there was a real rivalry. The reason why we hate Arsenal fans is because of that. Mm. So to then wear a jersey of a player, it has to be genuinely worth it.
Mm.
And Bergkamp, I wouldn't even wear his jersey, but I'd wear a Holland jersey. Because I remember 98 World Cup when we lost to Argentina.
Yeah.
I wanted Holland to win so badly because I felt like Argentina were the team that we got robbed because of Simeone's antics. Yeah. And that goal, I was celebrating that.
Yeah.
And I loved Bergkamp as a football player. So,
See, that's what I'm saying. With this, it's mad, like, it's so circumstantial to the case, because there's some that you would, there's some that you wouldn't. I don't know. It's a tough one, because some people are just gonna be like, no, I would never wear any Rivals. I mean, not in any instance.
All right, would you wear?
They'll just say they wouldn't.
I'm trying to think of a player that, because I was gonna say Arjen Robben for a second, yeah. Because Arjen Robben, even though at Real Madrid and at Chelsea,
yeah.
I think Chelsea was better than Real Madrid. Bayern Munich was when he was a different player, yeah. Would you wear a Bayern Munich Robben jersey?
Yeah.
And why would you wear that?
Because I don't see Arjen Robben as somebody that embodies Chelsea. You know what I mean? I just see him as...
Would you wear Kevin De Bruyne or Wolfsburg jersey?
Impossible. Impossible. I can't. He embodies Man City. That guy's going to get a statue outside the club.
But Wolfsburg,
No, but he's going to get a statue outside City.
But Wolfsburg...
Me walking around...
But you know...
Absolutely blasphemous.
You know that Kevin De Bruyne...
Yeah.
When he was at Wolfsburg, mm-hmm. the form is the reason why he's at Man City now. Mm-hmm. That was him cooking, right? And he come to Premier League and done a mad thing. It's got Wolfsburg jersey. Yeah. It's got absolutely nothing.
But that's
do
the
Man
same
City.
As David Silva at Valencia.
So that means you would wear David Silva.
I wouldn't. No, I would not.
Whoa, what's the styrene about?
What's the styrene about? I would not wear a KDB or David Silva top at any club. Nah, I wouldn't. But this is a good one. Would you wear Cesc Fabregas, for Spain?
Oh man.
See, this is the thing. There's certain players that I feel like just fall into a weird. But he played for Chelsea and Arsenal. But would you wear a Spain 2008 Cesc Fabregas top?
You've just made me think about everything I've said for the last half an hour.
And you've now doubted.
Yeah, because Cesc Fabregas.
Exactly what it does.
But do you know why I couldn't and I wouldn't?
You wouldn't.
You know why?
Are you sure you wouldn't? Or are you just saying that?
No, mother's career. The reason why I wouldn't, even though he didn't mean it, he threw a pizza at Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, yeah. In his face. Yeah.
He, right in his noggin. Like he done that. So it's like there's history. Like Spain, we loved watching Spain. Mm-hmm. And even when England was knocked out of tournaments, you know, you wanted Spain to win because it was like they playing the best football right now, yeah. But then Cesc Fabregas, like you said, for Arsenal and for Chelsea, mm-hmm. direct rival. Mm. If he didn't do what he did at pizza, I probably would have.
You probably would have an exception.
I probably would have, innit? But I think I'm sticking to my reality and what's happened. I've never wore another country's jersey before, ever. Like, I've always
never.
No, never.
As in, like, what do you mean, never country's jersey?
Like, I've never. I've got a Kia Keys, sent me a Holland jersey from when they won the
you never wore
the Euros.
It?
No, but it's got Pinera on the back.
Oh, okay, cool. So you've worn a national team, but not a name.
On the back, right? Because the jerseys look good, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think I could wear a Fabregas one. That's he threw a pizza at Cesc Ferguson, bro. There's just certain things you couldn't do. Like, for example, Martin Keown. I could never wear a jersey. No, what you done to Van Nistelrooy? Ashley Cole. I couldn't wear an Ashley Cole jersey either. Like, you lot are part of a deeper hatred.
But see, the thing is, with the Spurs ones, though, I don't include Spurs in this.
I don't include Spurs.
Like, I would wear a... Van der Vaart top. I would wear a Gareth Bale top.
I would wear...
Not Spurs Gareth Bale. I would wear a Real Madrid Bale top. Wells, maybe not, but I'd wear a Real Madrid
I'd Bale. Wear a Belgian Moussa Dembele top.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because
Spurs, I don't include them.
Because they're not really our rivals, but they are part of the bunch of teams that it was a top. It's still to this day. We got them next. It's a top game to watch in the Premier League. But it's not. There's no real history behind it in terms of like beef.
Yeah.
Or title. We lost the title to Spurs. Mm-hmm. Or like we've lost the title to Chelsea. We've lost the title to Man City. Yeah. We've lost the title to Arsenal.
Yeah.
We've lost big games to Liverpool.
Yeah.
So there's something there, innit? But yeah, I think it's very circumstantial. I personally, like Real Madrid, even though we're saying all of this and wearing Real Madrid jerseys, I look at Rudiger, like I said, it's different.
Yeah, there's some that will transcend, but then that's the thing. Obviously, you've got a lot of friends in football as well.
Mm.
So how does it work in terms of friendships? Is there like a line? Do you know come from?
There's
like in terms of friendships, like, because honestly, if Deckers gave me an England Rice top, I don't know, I might wear it, bro. I can't lie, I might wear it. Now, I wouldn't wear it out because I don't have time to explain to people, why are you wearing Declan Rice? I wouldn't do that.
Mm.
But like, if I'm just in, you said you're having a watch party for England game, and Declan Rice gave me an England.
But all I'll do is take a picture and use it against you.
Yeah,
I'll do a sly one.
I might.
Got him.
That's the thing, I might, because you're like, you're cool with the person.
Yeah, I'm sure most.
But most
let us know in
the
comments
players.
If there's anyone, or if you're listening to this as well, let us know on our TikTok or whatever. There must be some people that support clubs.
Yeah.
That their friends are
play for a club.
Play against. Yes. So let's say, for example, you support Man United,
yeah.
but your best friend is John Stones.
Yeah.
Now, John Stones is your good friend. You've known him for years.
There we go. I love this.
Do you wear John Stones' shirt because he's invited you to a final? And it might not even be against your team. He's invited you to the box. All of his family are wearing John Stones' jersey. Yeah. But it's against, I don't know, let's say Arsenal in the Champions League final. But you support Man United. Do you wear that jersey? Let's say it's your friend. Do you wear that jersey?
Wow.
Because I know.
No, I could not wear. I couldn't wear Man.
So you're the only one. Like he said to you, Cams.
Bro, I'll be like, bro, you're my brother. You should know me, bro. I can't wear Man City top, bro.
You're my guy, bro. You've been there from the beginning. We trained together. You had an injury. You didn't make it. And I said, I've got you for life. It's now my first ever Champions League final. My mum's here, my wife's here, my kids are here, my dad's here. You have to be here. They're all wearing John Stones jerseys. Come on, man.
Do you know what's good? You want to ask a quick question? Because one of my closest friends is very close friends with Raheem Sterling, for example. And he's an Arsenal fan, but he always used to wear Liverpool gear because Raheem would send it to him. And he would wear it in the box, Sterling, their tops. So, I mean, Liverpool and Arsenal, not like that, well, they're becoming it, but like, you know, they're still rivals, but nah, I couldn't wear a City one, that's too far.
So you're going to tell your mate?
I'll tell him no.
Fez?
I'll tell him no. What about you?
Hell no.
You say no, that's what I'm saying. I'll tell him no.
Like, it just goes beyond, like, and then I know that, okay, cool. Let's say you lose the final.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just wearing them. I'll just take that shit off.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take that shit off.
And just walking around wearing your jersey. I couldn't. But it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question.
No, it is. It's a phenomenal question. And well done. I think that question, I could have been chatting for time.
Bro.
Like we said, Cam said, let us know in the comments as well.
Just a quick one. Yeah. So basically, when I asked my boy, so for example, two perfect examples, yeah. Lies is Algerian. Lies has an Algerian Mahrez top. Mahrez is a City legend, pretty much, in all kind of. He's a City great.
That taps into what we're saying, though.
Mm.
When we
so
look at
the niches,
when we look at England, France, Brazil, the nations that are considered the best teams in the world, right? They have year by year multiple top players that play for the club, right? Country, sorry. Mahrez is the poster boy for Algerian football, right? And he will be for a long time until someone else comes in, right? When you think of Mahrez, no matter what club, you could be a diehard rival, whatever, that man is the reason why you could potentially win anything, right? So I get the sentiment behind it. Mm-hmm. Similar to what you was basically saying.
Yeah.
Now, if Rudiger played for Sierra Leone, I would wear every single Rudiger jersey.
Because
you're like, outside of the club you play for, you're my guy.
It's like Korea fans with Son.
Yeah,
they are all Spurs fans now.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
I'm not saying I'll convert club.
It's like Park Ji-sung, bro. When he was at United, bro, the whole reason why we was doing our tours in South Korea was because of Park Ji-sung.
Yeah.
Like, he is a national hero. Mm. So that is a difference. There's a difference towards, like, we've had in England, it was split between Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United, and Newcastle with Alan Shearer, right? Now, we hated Liverpool. We also hated Chelsea and we also hated Arsenal. So, and it was vice versa. So nobody on planet Earth that was any of those fans would wear any of
their
those
rivalries.
Shirts.
There's no reason to because you have plenty of options.
And also,
well.
There was also other players that played for the teams that couldn't even make the team. We're talking about your Nicky Butts.
You're talking about
your Lee Dixons.
Yeah.
Like Jody Morris. Mm-hmm. Like they couldn't play for England. But they were also part of the hate that, each fan had. Yeah. So it...
And my boy is a Juve fan, right? So he's from Italy. He's a Juve fan. I asked him this question and he was like, it's tough because he was like, he would never wear like a Maldini, Totti, Nesta tops, but he would wear R9. And R9 played for Inter and Milan.
Yeah.
But he would. And he said that, and he wouldn't even wear a Zlatan Juve top because Zlatan
Play for everyone.
Not even that. Zlatan only acknowledges Milan now, pretty much. He doesn't really acknowledge Inter and Juve. So it just shows how much it comes down to the individual. Do you get come from?
I think every single person would wear an R9 shirt. I think every single person. I also think every single person would wear a Ronaldinho shirt. I think that.
I think there's some people. That's what I think. I think Henry's in that boat. I think he transcends it.
Yeah, he does. He does. But I just think Henry, like, again, that's someone who's just like, I speak of Henry.
Like, he's like, so he played for my club. He's so Arsenal.
Yeah, he is Arsenal. Like, but it's like, let's have it right.
He's Thierry, bro.
Like, he was an icon. He's an icon.
He's Thierry. And I'm just talking about his French kit. I'm not even talking about his Arsenal kit.
And you know what? A lot of people don't give him the respect that he deserves for France.
It's because, like, he didn't really have big moments.
That's I think in the Euros, when they won it, highest goal scorer.
Yeah, it was in group stage, though, wasn't it?
But still, yeah, it's like, Henry is
in the final, he's man of match, though. He's good in the final. Like, he didn't score, but he's good.
But my point is with Henry, I think, like, he's done everything in football, innit? Like, everything, innit? Like, whether or not you want to say he won a Champions League and with Barcelona, still won it, right? And he is someone that, like, even though he's still fit, like, bro, put it this way. This is the best way to explain. When Henry came back and scored against Leeds,
I celebrated.
I got goosebumps and I celebrated.
Yeah, I celebrated.
Because it wasn't about Arsenal anymore.
It's different. No,
it's about
you. It's about the man.
Henry, I remember that number 12. Then I remember him again scoring against Sunderland.
Yeah.
That's the, I think that's the game that gave them the Champions League, that allowed them to play in the Champions League. Like, I'm a Man United fan, and I felt something.
Yeah, bro. Nah, I still go back and watch it sometimes.
Goosebumps.
It's emotional, bro.
Goosebumps.
It's emotional. It's not even my team, bro.
Bro, so I think Henry could be, you know, he could be you know what I mean? Like, he might get a little, and he was number 12 for France, isn't it?
Yeah.
He might get a little number 12.
Not even a 14. Hey, listen, let's leave that to the people anyway. Yeah. I want to know what you guys think. I remember I asked him three questions. Think about the three questions that I asked. What would you guys do in them positions? They're players that are exceptions to the rule. Are you just straight, you'll never do it? Are you okay with it? And this actually all stemmed from, I saw something which is about three in the preseason, which I think was kind of foul, but I didn't think they should be like putting on the internet. Basically, it was the preseason Emirates Cup, and some lady, I think it was wearing a Foden England top to the game, but she's an Arsenal fan. And everyone, they took a picture and were like, fuck off, like, game's gone type thing. So then, I don't know why, it just hit me yesterday. It just came to me yesterday, and I was like, let me ask this question. Like,
good question.
So that's where it stems from. But yeah, you guys let me know what you guys think. Let us know, man, because I'm actually looking forward to seeing people's responses.
100%.
Okay, I've got a question. All right. I had to summon it in last second.
Yeah.
I think you should get this one.
Okay.
Can you name me the top 10 foreign goal scorers in Premier League history?
Aguero?
Yep.
Luis Suarez?
Nope.
No way.
Nah. And you got 2 minutes. It's 10 past two
right
now.
Oh, okay. Giroud?
Nope.
Damn. Foreign goal scorers. Wow. Van Nistelrooy?
Nope.
Haaland?
Nope.
What? In Premier League history?
Yep.
Thierry Henry?
Yes.
Wow. Dwight York?
Dwight York, yes. He is number 8. Thierry Henry is number 2. Aguero is number 1.
Since Suarez ain't in there.
Nope.
Not Eric Cantona.
Nope.
Wow. Some of the midfield players?
There is no midfield players. One's a winger. No, two are wingers.
Van Persie?
Yep. Number 4.
Mohamed Salah?
Yep. Number 3.
30 seconds. Oh, wow. So how much have I got?
You've got Henry, Aguero, Salah, Van
Torres.
Persie. No. And you said York. You got 5.
Drogba?
Nope.
Damn.
20 seconds.
This is tough. I'm going to be pissed, innit?
Yeah, you're going to be pissed.
This is always difficult, man.
Fuck. To be fair, it starts getting a little bit harder. But I thought you'd get 9 of them.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. So you got 5 out of 10 this week. So the order is Sergio Aguero, Thierry Henry, Mohamed Salah, Van Persie, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, Robbie Keane. Now that's the one I didn't expect you to get. I didn't expect you to get Robbie Keane. Nicolas Anelka, Dwight York, Son, and Lukaku. This is the ones. So that's 5 out of 10 for Harry this week. He's pissed. That's another episode of Inside Scoop. Look out for next week. Look out for next week. These will make sense. We're out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.